And I believe now we're going to get a special preview of tonight's draft. We're going to check in live in Chicago with Norm, who's got a very special draft guest.
Good evening and welcome to the program that you're listening to right now this fine morning. My name is Norman Adolph Hitchkiss. And we'd like to talk about the draft. So now, we are joined by the man as famous for his standing handies as he is for his amazing sports prowess, Rich Goslin, also known as the Goose. No, I'm not quite finished yet. The Goose! Goose! Good evening this fine morning, pal.
Norman, it's Rick, not Rich, and it's always nice to visit with my favorite not-yet-out-of-the-closet radio man.
Goose, even though some would say that I have a nose for sports predicting, you put me to shame! He goes, did you hear a little joke I made about an ear by my nose? Did you hear a little joke? Did you think it was funny? Pretty good little joke, pretty good little joke.
It is draft time, Norman, and my mock draft is never wrong. 17 years in a row. Every pick right. I'm the best. I'm a genius.
Let's get right to it, my friend. The mock draft of 2015 is officially underway, and we are here to present it to you. So let's start right now with any further ado, because now is the time they're supposed to meet it, that we can get to it. So we're committed to delivering to you as quickly as possible. Goose, here we go. The top of the draft at number one. Who do you think the Tampa Bay...
Winston.
Goose, I didn't even get out the name of the sports franchise that was in position of the first pick before you authoritatively and somewhat condescendingly spit it out for all of America to hear. What manner of black magic powers has given you this haughty, preternatural sense of prognostication?
Winston's the best quarterback in the draft. Concerns about crab legs, but great arm, great size, pretty handsome. He makes my pants move. They'll go Winston.
You're listening to the 2015 Mock Draft on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. My name is Norman Bates Hitchkiss, and I'm joined by Rick Goose Goslin. Goose, as so often happens to you in the restroom, let's follow number one with number two, pal. So at number two in the NFL draft, who
Mariota.
Do you... I haven't even said the name of the team! You did it again! I didn't even say Titans. You already spit out the pick, making you once again the object of my homicidal affection, as well as the recipient of my sexual desire that burns brighter than a thousand suns.
Yep, Mariota goes to quarterbacks off the board early. Kelly trades up and grabs him. And I say this with the confidence that only a man who's so lost in draft minutia that he rarely experiences the touch of a woman can say.
Oh, man. My name is Norman Elizabeth Hitchkiss, and we welcome you, the listener, once again to the program. We're visiting with the lead columnist of the Dallas Morning News and the star of the 1978 adult film Taint on Taint, Rick the Goose Goslin. Cookie Goose, I don't mind if you do this, but let's just jump right down to the Cowboys' first pick. And number 27.
Yep.
Who did you see the Cowboys taking?
Melvin Gordon. Jerry gets his running back. Thinks about trading this pick, but then he decides he's got to replace Murray with another black guy. He goes Gordon, Badger, Cheese, Speed, Gordon.
What? Goose! How? Why? When? What? 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 This is unbelievable! You have every one of these already thought out!
Well, that's what a mock draft is.
That's what I do. It's what I do. Sit back and enjoy my greatness.
Norman Dahmer Hitchkiss here. You were doing the 2015 mock draft. All right. What about in the second round, Goose? We got to do the second round. Who do you have the Dallas... The Dallas Cow... That kind of we were going to jump in there with the pick. Who do you have the Dallas Cowboy... Once again, kind of expecting there that you were going to jump in with a pick, but you're like you usually do, but then you didn't, and so I'm kind of left hanging dry, and I didn't really finish the run. Who do you have the Dallas Cowboys taking there in the second round?
I didn't even know they had a second round, Norm. I just concentrate on the first round.
It's somewhat surprising to me, but I knew there must be a logical explanation for why you didn't cut me off and pretend that you had more knowledge than the rest of America on this. Okay, but let's just move on. Finally, Goose, do you have a kind of a surprise pick for us? Something that's going to shock us all and make us revel in your emphatic staccato delivery of counterintuitive genius that only a man with a deal with the devil can deliver to the universe. Come on, Goose. Surprise pick.
Norman, I've got a surprise pick for you, Norman. The Raiders, they're going to take Bruce Jenner. Al's kid, Mark, likes to take risks just like his old man. Jenner, great athlete, can make this work despite the sex change. Oakland takes Jenner.
Had a penis ripped out by the roots and now wants to inexplicably get a D-pouch for his lesbian tryst? Bruce Jenner, are you serious? Whoa!
What's going on?
Goose!
Oh, no.
Goose, once again, you've done it, pal.
Thank you.
You've done it again. I just have so much respect and admiration for you, pal. And hey, glazed carrot. Let's go get a glazed carrot together.
Norman, I hate you. I hate doing this show with you. Never again.
And I love you too, pal. That's Rick the Goose Gosselin, 2015 mock draft. Stay right with us. We'll be right back with more of Mike Sonroy's Deathbed Confessions.
Well, you can expect draft coverage like that tonight here on The Ticket. I'm sure the Goose will make a drive-by of our draft coverage along with Norm from Chicago. Awesome. 848.
It's not insanity.
On The Ticket.